I think I must move out of where I'm living, he said. I have this problem with my landlady.
He picked a long, bright hair off the back of her dress, so deftly that the act seemed simply considerate. He had been skillful at balancing glass, plate, and cutlery, too. He had a look of dignified misery, like a dejected hawk. She was interested.
What sort of problem? Amatory, financial, or domestic? None of those, really. Well, not financial.
He turned the hair on his finger, examining it intently, not meeting her eye.
Not financial. Can you tell me? I might know somewhere you could stay. I know a lot of people. You would. He smiled shyly. It's not an easy problem to describe. There's just the two of us. I occupy the attics, mostly.
He came to a stop. He was obviously reserved and secretive, but he was telling her something. This is usually attractive.
Mostly.
Encouraging him.
Oh, it's not like that. Well, not. Shall we sit down?
They moved across the party, which was a big party on a hot day. He stopped and found a bottle and filled her glass. He had not needed to ask what she was drinking. They sat side by side on a sofa. He admired the brilliant poppies bold on her emerald dress and her pretty sandals. She had come to London for the summer to work in the British Museum. She could really have managed with microfilm in Tucson for what little manuscript research was needed, but there was a dragging love affair to end. There is an age at which, however desperately happy one is in stolen moments, days, or weekends with one's married professor, one either prizes him loose or cuts and runs. She had had a stab at both, and now considered she had successfully cut and run. So it was nice to be immediately appreciated. Problems are capable of solution. She said as much to him, turning her soft face to his ravaged one, swinging the long, bright hair. It had begun a year ago, he told her in a rush, at another party, actually. He had met this woman, the landlady in question, and had made, not immediately, a kind of faux pas, he now saw. And she had been very decent, all things considered, and so he had said,
I think I must move out of where I'm living.
He had been quite wild, had nearly not come to the party, but could not go on drinking alone. The woman had considered him coolly and asked, why?
One could not, he said, go on in a place where one had once been blissfully happy and was now miserable, however convenient the place. Convenient, that was, for work and friends, and things that seemed, as he mentioned them, ashy and insubstantial compared to the memory and the hope of opening the door and finding Anne outside it, laughing and breathless, waiting to be told what he had read or thought or eaten or felt that day.